course, most of you here are familiar with Coach Chris Finnegan as well. Basically, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and have, we'll start with Coach Trinkle, who will talk a little bit about his player, introduce him, followed up by Coach Finnegan and his player. Then we'll open it up to questions. Then we'll close it down, and if there's more questions or more conversations you want to have with the individuals at the table, please feel free to do so. Without further ado, Mr. Brady Trinkle, head men's basketball.
No, this is Taylen Whitaker. Just introduce him right there, those of you who don't know him. Taylen came to us from Denver East High School in Denver, Colorado. Had a very good high school career. Went to Northwest Tech and played last year. 12 points, 8 rebounds a game, and felt very fortunate when he chose to transfer here. Being a little undersized post that he is, he fit my mold of what kind of player I love to coach. And he's done a great job up to this point. You know, last night he had 16 points, 12 rebounds in a big road win at Otero. And you know, he's a pretty impressive specimen if you look at him. I know Matt's talked to me about stealing him for the football team a few times. But I'm glad he chose to play basketball. I'm excited he's going to Texas Pan American to play for Coach Hipsher down there. He's in his first year. They're in the WAC Conference, which is a great league for Taylen to play in. I actually played in it 1 year when I was in college, and I think Taylen's going to bring a lot of success down there to them and get his degree and eventually get married and have kids and grow up and be a man, and that's what we're teaching him to do, and I'm extremely proud of him. And he's a great kid. He's been a joy to have in Garden City, and he's the kind of kid we want to have around here all the time. So I'm excited for him, and so is our program.
Let's eat. Yeah, let's eat.
Coach Trinkle, head baseball coach, Mr. Chris Finnegan.
Kale DeNeat from Omaha, Nebraska, transferred in from the University of Nebraska at Omaha, redshirted there last year. Just very fortunate, last year about middle of spring, got a phone call from him, wasn't very happy with the situation, discussed the pros and cons of staying and leaving. Obviously, he made the right choice by leaving and coming here. We were very fortunate to sign him, get him here. You know, and when push comes to shove, he's taking care of his academics, and his athletic play has said what it needs to say. Therefore, he's getting the opportunity to get back to the Division I level and play in a great conference and play at Dayton. We've had, you know, one of our former players, C.J. Gilman, who's now volunteering up there, has gone down as one of the best players ever to be at Dayton, play there in 2 years, and spent some time in professional baseball for 2 years after coming out of Dayton. So we're very lucky that Kale is going there, being the second one this year, and we're very fortunate that we are going to have many others after this.
Thank you, Coach Finnegan. We'll now open up questions to head basketball coach Brady Trinkle and player Taylen Whitaker. No particular order.
Taylen, why Pan Am?
Well, it's a little thing I had on going on with the assistant coach, Elwin McRoy. We've been friends for a good few years now. He's recruited me out of high school when he was at Hutch. I just feel like it's just one of the best places for me academically, you know, because, like, I plan on studying sociology. And then, like, when I went down there on a visit, it was a good little program going on for the sociology. So I feel that it's a good place for me to be, and I feel like they'll take care of me in the right way.
When you look back on
and off the court.
When you look back on your decision now going from Northwest Tech to here, talk about that guy sitting next to you.
Oh, man. Last year, our head coach, he was, what, 24 or 25 years old? He was a young coach. It was a new program, first year having a men's basketball program. So, I just wanted to be in a place that was more established, more organized, you know, and I feel Garden City was the right choice. So. And Coach Trinkle was a cool dude when I met him. So.
Funny, I've never heard that about Brady ever.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know what we know.
I'm quotation.
Were there any other schools that you were looking at as far as either mid-major? Besides Pan American.
Oh, yeah, some Division II schools, and that's pretty much it. You know.
Yeah. We had a lot of calls on him. We had a lot of different schools looking at him, but I think Pan Am had been on him from day one, and I don't think anybody else could really get in the door on what Taylen's mindset was. So that's one thing. It's when you know a kid's going to fit there for 2 years, they're going to graduate, and they're going to enjoy their time. I think that's what us coaches look for our players, too. And Talen was very loyal to them through the whole recruiting process. So it was good. It was a good choice for him. We knew it right away.
What type of player is he on the court?
He's a bulldog. It's the best words I can explain it to him. I feel fortunate because I got three of them on this team. You know, I think we're going to have in the spring, I think we're going to have a couple of these ourselves with some guys moving on to places. But he's a character. He's fun to coach because you can't get mad at Talen. Talen gets mad at himself. You know, he's one of those kind of kids. But he's a lot of fun, wants to learn, has a good IQ for the game. He's a good student. He cares. I think that's he cares about his teammates. You know, he cares about where he's at. He has a lot of loyalty, and that goes a long ways. And so it's going to be hard to lose him at the end of the year, I'll tell you that. But I know we're extremely happy for him.
What did last night's win mean to you, specifically at the game?
Confidence boost, man, for the whole team. You know, we lost those two back-to-back home games. You know, our confidence was pretty low at the time. So I feel like us beating them at home, so they came to our home and beat us, you know, that got our confidence going, got us, you know, fired up.
Brady had mentioned one thing, that when you guys went back in the locker room, you probably had that feeling you should have been 6-0.
Yeah.
Still feel that way?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. We just got to get our little chemistry going. You know, we just slack them on the offensive end a little bit, but we'll get it together.
Ed, don't print this or put it on the radio, but anybody that's in this room knows Coach Trinkle's got a finer side to him. You just don't want to approach him when he's coaching. He's really a pretty nice teddy bear, cuddly type guy. So is his counterpart just to the west of him. Head baseball coach Chris Finnegan. Open up questions to Coach Finnegan and his player, Cale Dean.
Same question. Why Dean?
Well, my school last year, they just transferred to Division I, and the coaches really didn't make the baseball program seem like a legitimate program. And that was the biggest thing on my visit. I just wanted to notice that the baseball program was taken seriously with, like, weightlifting and all that stuff. And obviously it was there because I signed, but it was also the school itself, just like the buildings were amazing, and the campus. I love the campus, so that's pretty much why.
A lot of where Cale's coming from is where he's at. There was no structure at all, and that's one thing he's really been looking for. A very intelligent kid, at least that's what his transcripts say. So on the academic side, he's okay. But going into a place with structure, going in the right direction, going to a program that's been to a regional that knows how to win, that's won conference titles, it means a lot. It means a lot to every single student-athlete that's here on campus. Is it a winning program where they're going? Doesn't matter if it's a Division I or NAIA. It's going somewhere where they're going to win, they're going to get treated right, and they have the opportunity to grow more as a person and as an athlete too.
What has Chris done for you as far as the whole process and getting you ready now for the next level?
Well, just I really enjoyed the fall just because I enjoy playing baseball every day. But he really puts an emphasis on getting better every day through like the drills and stuff. And if you don't, you get ripped. So I kind of enjoy that part of it. Just mentally, like the game is all mental. So he really emphasizes that by, again, just getting in the right mindset every day for practice and games.
What type of player is Cam?
Good. He wouldn't be going to where he is now if he wasn't, you know? He's come a long way, but part of it, too, is it's something he wants to get to that level. You know, there's a lot of players who are good players. They're nice players. They can play at a lot of different levels. But at some point in your career, you have to take another step. And that step will guide you to the next, you know, the next level. And I think he actually got that chance and got that opportunity to play in front of some people this year, and he did. And that's why he's going to where he's at now. Is he has started making now? Is he taking the full step? No, but is he on his way? Yeah. Well, and the good thing is Dayton realized the fact they have him for 3 years. You know, it's not anything where he's going to be your typical JUCO kid coming in for two. He registered last year, comes in here, plays here one. He's got three there. I got out of college algebra, so I know that's four.